Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
So we have a dysfunctional media ecosystem. I don't just mean mainstream media. I mean our partisan presses. I mean our conservative news outlets. I mean a lot of the progressive news outlets. It's not just the mainstream media's problem anymore.
What they see is the equals sign and love wins and all of these very compassion-based symbols that don't actually tell the accurate story. What they tell is the progressivist view of the story.
Everything in the seeker-driven and big box churches is measured for its emotive value to evoke some kind of emotion or feeling from people in the audience.
North Dakotans raising little Lutherans, love, issues, etc.
I believe God loves Almighty. It just says enough.
If the death rate for this particular cause had risen on any other cause of death, say drunk driving or car accidents or cancer or you name it, it would be considered a medical and a social emergency. The suicide rate has climbed and climbed and climbed and is still climbing. And on the one hand, we have a celebration of suicide when it comes to people like, well, the famous Australian who decided to travel out of the United States because they wouldn't allow him in his state to conduct physician-assisted suicide. He was 104 years old, and some people say, well, good for him. He was 104 years old. And then we have celebrities who are killing themselves at an increasing rate as well. And we're a little more ambivalent about that, aren't we? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Monday afternoon, June the 25th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about a suicide double standard. Melinda Henneberger will be our guest of the Kansas City Star. A little bit later, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute joins us to talk about a new poll of LGBTQ Americans. Who are they? What are their beliefs? What are their practices? How big of a percentage of the population are they? And does LGBTQ actually describe what this group or this community is? We'll talk about the left's double standard for small business owners. Joy Pullman, managing editor of The Federalist, will be our guest, and then we'll continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions, part 14 of our series on the Apology of the Augsburg Confession. Today, we'll get into the subject of the marriage of priests and start into the subject of the Mass, the Reformers' concerns about the practice of the Mass in Roman Catholic theology. You can join us with questions or comments over the next 2 hours. Our call-in number is 1-877-623-MY-IE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And the Issues Etc. listener comment line for our beloved on-demand listeners, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about a suicide double standard, Melinda Henneberger, editorial writer and columnist for the Kansas City Star and author of a recent column titled "Doctor-Assisted Suicide is Contagious Too, Why Aren't We Sounding the Alarm?" Melinda, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me.
How do you respond to someone who is troubled by the celebrity suicides that appear to have kind of a contagious element to them and the suicide rate among teens or among the elderly, but they say, I support physician-assisted suicide?
Well, I heard from a lot of people who hold those conflicting views after my column came out. But I would just say, why would we be afraid to look at the science? I mean, what these studies show is that wherever physician-assisted suicide is made legal, we do see a boost in the rate. So if we already have an epidemic of suicide, and we do, why would we not want to look at something that seems to be increasing the rate by 6%, which is not a tiny amount.
So talk a little bit about, in general terms, the contagious nature of suicide, be it physician-assisted suicide or kind of the general suicide rate.
So we've known for a long time, for decades really, that suicide does tend to be contagious. I mean, some of the early studies were actually after Marilyn Monroe killed herself. The rate apparently just skyrocketed right after that. So since then, we've learned a lot, for example, about how to report on suicide, how to talk about it, how to, instead of emphasizing sort of, you know, the ghoulish details of how someone died, to emphasize stories of people who have felt like ending their lives and didn't, and are glad they didn't and made different decisions. So those studies are very well accepted. And in recent years, I mean, this study that was just published in the Southern Medical Journal a couple of years ago was done over 20 years' time. They found that there was the boost associated with the contagion was also associated with physician-assisted suicide. And in March, there was a piece in the New England Journal of Medicine saying, make no mistake, when we legalize this, we're inevitably moving toward physician-assisted suicide, not only for the terminally ill, but for psychiatric patients, too. So they really were sounding the alarm, but unlike, you know, a lot of science gets picked up in the general press pretty immediately and widely, and this certainly did not.
What do we need to know just in terms of the numbers of the rise in suicides, generally speaking?
So more than half the states have seen an at least 50% rise in recent years, which is truly frightening. And we're, as you said before, especially seeing that with young people and with military veterans. So it's really for people who are vulnerable anyway, who are especially vulnerable to the contagion, to the contagious nature of this act. So it's just important, I think, that we think about this a little more carefully than instead of just solely, I heard from so many people saying, oh, but this is the compassionate response. Well, it's not compassionate to increase this public health problem by 6% if you can prevent it.
Often, doctor-assisted suicide is sold as kind of the last resort. It is the
right.
Terminally ill patient who has run out of money and medical recourse and faces nothing but a life of unmitigated and unalterable pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's the compassionate thing to allow the doctor to assist in a suicide. Does that actually reflect the reality of the thing?
Well, I just know that even the study, one of the older studies, I think it was done in 2000, that looked at cancer patients in New York who wanted to end their own lives, a high percentage of cancer patients who felt that way were themselves depressed. So I think we make a mistake when we assume that those decisions are made very calmly and coolly and, you know, under the best of circumstances. That's not necessarily the case. So especially in a society where the messages we send to the elderly are that you're a nuisance, I think it's a very dangerous thing.
What should we learn from Oregon, which has had legalized assisted suicide since 1997?
Oregon suicide rate is 40% higher than the national average. And as I said, the national average is skyrocketing. So I think they really do give us a very sobering look at what can happen.
Who should we consider most vulnerable to the general suicide contagion? People who see or hear about or have friends or have heard a story about a celebrity who's committed suicide, who then go on to contemplate it more seriously. What kind of people are we talking about?
Well, those people, as I say, who are at greatest risk are young people, definitely people who suffer from depression. I think it's 20 people a day among military veterans in this country who end their own lives. We are seeing huge increases in the elderly population, too. So, I mean, I don't think anyone is immune. A figure that you've seen a lot recently since a couple of the recent celebrity suicides, Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, is that only 50% of those who commit suicide are depressed, and the others, you know, suffer from some other problem. But then when you dig into that number, I think the number of depressed is far higher, because you hear people, just because someone wasn't getting treatment for a mental illness, for depression, certainly doesn't mean they weren't suffering in that way.
There was a much celebrated, at least in the press, case recently of the Australian scientist David Goodall,
right,
who at 104 years old traveled in order to receive assisted suicide. What are your thoughts on that, Melinda?
You know, I was driving not that long ago, and I was listening to NPR's report on that, and they made it, that was one of the reports that bothered me and that actually spurred me to write this column, because they presented it in such an unalloyed positive. You know, it was this hats off to you, David Goodall, for, you know, this wonderful act, never realizing that, you know, there is another side to this, that, you know, when people are thinking of ending their own lives, they're not thinking clearly. They are often fooled by their depression into thinking that their loved ones would be fine without them, or better than fine. But there's a lot to think about, and it bothers me to see coverage that it only points in one direction and doesn't look at some of the unintended consequences.
So you're a journalist. If you had the opportunity to kind of set the record straight on the nexus between the rising suicide rate, the suicide contagion, and our flirtation, there are a number of states that have legalized this, our American flirtation with legalizing physician-assisted suicide, how would you make the case in about a minute?
I would just say that we like to think of ourselves as people who are very data-driven and are very interested in knowing what the science says. And yet in this case, we really want to close our eyes and ears to what the science says. So if we're going down this road, let's think about all the implications. I don't see us doing that right now. And I think that the one-sided presentation of the issue is not serving us at all well.
Finally, you mentioned early on the kind of reaction you're getting to your column. How would you describe that for us?
Well, mixed. I would say I probably got more positive responses than negative, a lot of both, with most of those who answered to say that they appreciated it were, I would say, people who said that was part of their faith life, to question what a great thing this is for our country to legalize something like this. And then I got other people saying, you know, don't you have any compassion for people who are at the end of their lives and want to have some control, and, you know, repeating the phrases like death with dignity, who want to go out on their own terms.
Melinda Henneberger is an editorial writer and columnist for the Kansas City Star and author of a recent column titled Doctor-Assisted Suicide is Contagious Too, Why Aren't We Sounding the Alarm? You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Melinda, thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
When we come back from this break, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute will be our guest. We're going to talk about a new BuzzFeed poll of LGBTQ Americans. What are the raw numbers? What percentage of the population identify as LGBT or Q, and how does that break down? We'll answer those questions and find out what surprised her the most about this new poll. Stay tuned.
Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper. Baby, touch When pastors talk about us, they call us ad crucem. When laity mention us, they speak of ad crucem. When non-Lutherans address us, they say ADC Rucam. But no matter how you say it, Ad Crucem is the place to go for greeting cards, artwork, jewelry, ornaments, housewares, church certificates, church banners, and all your gift buying needs. Visit adcrucem.com, confessing the faith through art and word. ADC, RUCEM.com.
Hey Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Have you ever wanted to better understand philosophy and its impact on your family, your church, or your world, but didn't know where to begin? Concordia University, Wisconsin has an innovative, free online course for you entitled Philosophy Kata Christan. These six engaging video sessions are taught by noted Lutheran philosopher, lecturer, author, and pastor, Dr. Gregory Scholes. Learn more by clicking the Kata Christan logo at issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org.